All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another fabulous episode of the CADcast Video Game Podcast. I am GBD, I am in Tokyo, Japan, and I am joined by the dynamic duo of Wombat and Shipwreck.
You mean glitter cunt bitch ass cum bucket douche nozzle?
What?
I sent a tweet out this morning on what nickname should I call Shipwreck on this show, and that one's my favorite.
Somebody actually sent you that?
In a private message.
That's classy. I just thought I was the ballless shitwad.
No,
what
you
I got from the last show.
I also like twat weasel from the same.
Those don't really seem custom tailored to Shipwreck. They just seem like obscene words.
There'll be more sprinkled throughout the show. I think that Copper Top's going to be happy with what we call them.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I think we need to get right into this iPad discussion because I woke up this morning. I've been hyped up for this thing like everybody else for however many weeks. And, you know, the press conference went on at 3 o'clock in the morning, Japan time. And of course, I'm not retarded. I didn't like wake up to watch it or anything, but woke up this morning and I headed right to Apple.com, and they always have that video of the guys in the black shirts talking about whatever fancy new product they have. And basically my worst fear, well, fear is not really a good word because it's not like the world is ending or something, but basically, this thing is just a big an iPod Touch.
Yeah, well, the redheaded slut and I were on Instant Messenger during the whole press conference, so we kind of went back and forth on this. And
yeah.
He actually said something pretty funny, and he's sitting right here, so he could actually say what he said himself. But it looks like Steve Jobs was just a tiny man holding a regular-sized iPod.
I did say that.
I mean,
That
sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you are funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm known for on this show. but yeah.
So, what are your thoughts, Chip? Besides that,
what do I need this for? Like, I've yet to see. It's almost like the shit box. I've yet to see anything that makes me need this. I have a laptop. I have an iPhone. It would be nice. Like if this thing was $300 for the top model, sure, I would buy one. I'd like $300. I bought a Kindle for the wife. I mean, I have all these devices that $300 is kind of my limit. But it's the pricing that's what's wrong with this. And I don't think they can fix that because it is this is an expensive machine.
And the screen itself is expensive, I'm sure.
And I think...
And without a camera... Or any kind of, or a phone. Like, it would be kind of cool if you could do iChat with it, but you can't.
Yeah.
A video iChat?
Yeah, video iChat, yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Like, I'm watching the video, and they're going through the different things, like email, the calendar. Like, they're like, and this is like a quote, it's the best calendar ever. I mean, wow, it's the best calendar ever. How can I live without the best?
Beat on that one.
how can I live without the best calendar ever? See, but I'm watching the video and they're going through all this shit, and I'm like, all right, get to the good stuff. And you know, like, I'm sort of watching and half paying attention, and then the next time I look back at the video and it's over. I'm like, wait a minute, that's it? That's the whole thing? It's an iPod Touch, but it's bigger?
Well, I mean,
so I don't know, I'm pretty disappointed.
More stuff than the iPod Touch does, but it's
like
stuff
what?
That, well, you can do spreadsheets on it and all kinds of stuff that you can do on your computer, but not as well.
You could probably do an iPod. You could do spreadsheets on an iPod Touch too, I'm sure.
Well, what are the advantages of this over a train, which I could also afford?
A train?
A train?
Four people laughed at that joke. Never mind.
Train.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
It's from The Simpsons.
Oh, okay.
It's from The Simpsons.
I haven't watched The Simpsons since season, I don't know. I don't even know what they're up to. Probably 10 seasons ago.
Yeah, well, they're up to season 20, so you would have seen that episode.
Oh, okay. It's an old one. I don't know. It just, the whole thing was just sort of bummed me out, but I was ready to give them my money, and now I think I'll just wait for the next iPhone. I'm sure there's going to be a new iPhone coming out in the next few months.
Yeah, I think there is a place for these. It's just that this being the first iteration of them, that the price is just way too high for most people. So I do.
But
think,
it's $500, right, for the cheapest one. That doesn't seem that bad, right?
Well, yeah, but that
you know you can read books with
one.
It.
Yeah, right. It's the price range from this thing is what $500 to $830 for the
something
most expensive
like
one.
Or you could buy a netbook for $250 that has more memory and a faster processor, and probably a camera and a microphone.
I don't know if it's fat. Well, you know, definitely cheaper. I don't know how. Supposedly, this thing is very fast, but of course, it's just running iPhone applications.
Yeah, of course,
and
it's
that,
fast.
You're limited to that. So, of course, it's going to be fast. So, it supposedly browses the web very quickly. But I think I would just rather have something that fits in my pocket.
Exactly,
that's what it comes down to.
I mean, where are you going to take this thing? I can understand it for certain applications, like if you were traveling, flying all the time. Sure, it kind of makes sense. Like, you'd whip this thing out and watch a movie or do whatever on it while you're on a plane. But if I'm at my house or anywhere that I'm going to take my laptop to begin with, because it's not that much more convenient to carry around than a laptop is. It's the same, like, almost the same form factor.
It's nine, it's almost 10 inches, the screen. And that means, you know, and it's bigger than just the screen.
And Boat Crash knows what it's like to lug 10 inches around.
Wait, what's his name?
Boat Crash.
I like Boat Crash. Boat Crash is pretty good. Yeah.
How many of these did you get, by the way?
Oh, a lot.
Okay, I just want to make sure you were pacing them out well enough for the whole show.
I'll do my best.
It weighs 1.5 pounds, by the way. In case you were wondering.
That's,
so, you know.
I can lift that.
I don't know. I'm just disappointed. They'll get my money for the next iPhone, not for this.
Well, if you
I'd rather just put it towards a new iMac or something.
Yeah, but this is the way of the future. I mean, we've all been playing Mass Effect. Everybody has iPads in the future.
Is that, they all
no, they have that thing in their arm. The
no,
arm,
that too.
Arm.
That's the iArm. But the...
because I want that.
Well, but you have to keep all your pertinent information just like laying around on one of these iPads. That way people can come up to it and figure out what's going on or steal your credits. I mean, they're very useful in the future.
Right. Yeah. So, all right. I guess that's our iPad discussion. I just, so no one's getting it. Is that what it comes down to?
I don't even have an iPhone or iTouch anymore. So
that's what, maybe you should get it then.
No.
Right. Ship? I can see Ship, like, finding its way to an Apple store for, like, some other reason, and then just picking it up and going, this is pretty cool, and then walking out with one.
Oh, I think it's pretty cool. I just don't think spending $500 on it is anywhere near reasonable for me.
Right.
I mean, I think the PSP Go is kind of cool, but the price is what keeps me from buying one, among other things. But
right. Well, all right. So that's the iPad in a nutshell. We all say thumbs down to the iPad. Maybe the next version. I couldn't believe it didn't have a camera. That's what, like, because for me, like, I do a lot of video Skype with my parents for obvious reasons. I really like to see Ty and stuff. And I just couldn't believe it. I was like, where's the camera? Where's the camera? I'm doing, like, Control F on the webpage and typing in camera to make sure I'm, like, not missing anything. But no camera. Bummer. Anyway, I want to give a very quick shout out to the TQ Cast who had me on their show last week. Go to tqcast.com if you want to check it out. It was really a lot of fun. Dez and Juice, they do a really good job over there. I mean, did you listen to it at all, guys?
I listened to your freestyle rapping part of it. I haven't listened to the whole show yet. Oh, that was great. That was everything I'd want it to be.
I'll play that at the end of the show for people so they can enjoy the whitest rap ever.
Yeah, I haven't heard any of it, so I guess so. Sugar Puss listened to it for the both of us.
I gotta say, like, it was a lot of fun. It was one of the most fun times I've had doing a guest stint on a podcast. They brought a lot of energy and just seemed to have a really good time when doing the show, and I think that's super important for doing a podcast. And a lot of people do podcasts and can't get that part right, you know, and so
tell me about it.
Good job. No, don't you mean tell me about it? So good job, TQ Cast. Thanks for having me on. And speaking of guest appearances, Wombat has some big news.
Yeah, I'm going to be in a panel at PAX East that Friday, which I think is, was at the 26th, at 3:30, from 3:30 to 4:30 at the Manticore Theater at PAX East. I will be on the Online Gaming Communities and Real Life Relationships panel with all the guys from TooOldToPlay.com, as well as Kareem from Yu-Gi-Oh.com.
Right.
I wonder if I'm what does still that mean invited exactly? to be on that panel.
I think you probably are. If not,
no, I think you're out.
You and I can share a chair.
I think you're out.
I'll sit on your lap.
Yeah. you could do a cuddle, buddy.
I'll have to get back with that guy. Because I think I'm definitely coming to PAX now. I got my media credentials.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So, yeah, then you should come. And you should stay in the same hotel as me. And we can avoid my wife
floor.
Together. with my wife and the baby in the room. Have fun with that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What does that mean, by the way? Online gaming communities and real life relationships.
I don't know.
One or the other.
You just know the time and the place.
I'm going to sit there and make penis jokes for an hour. They can talk about whatever they want.
That sounds good. You got a lot of practice.
I do. Well, I do a show with the redheaded bastard over.
That wasn't very good. They didn't rethink that one.
Sorry.
Not a lot of imagination in that.
Ginger balls.
All right. I want to get to some show feedback from last week because there was a lot, as always. One of the things we talked about last week was moral choices in games, specifically Army of Two when we were playing together. And, you know, you have to choose to do the good thing or the bad thing and how upset Wombat got because I would just choose because I just chose the bad thing without even asking him. Tengaport says, hey, Cheapy, I've got a back Wombi. Wombi.
That's me.
Oh, I got to back Wombi up when it comes to making those moral choices in games. I probably would have freaked out on you as well when you got that innocent security guard killed, even though it sounded hilarious. It was hilarious. It was hilarious because the guy shot himself by accident and because Wombat got so upset that I just couldn't believe it. So it was doubly hilarious.
I think you overestimate my upsetness.
You were very upset. No. You were like, oh no, we got to start over. That's pretty upset.
I don't know. You just said it like the way you described someone who does a podcast poorly. Oh no, we need to restart.
Anyway, he says, even though I'm fully aware it's just a game and those decisions matter for little else than achievements, my moral compass always leads me to take the high road. It sounds like Wombat was a little embarrassed by the way he reacted and tried to brush it off when you confronted him. But stand proud, Wombat. There are dozens of us. Dozens of us. So, yeah, Wombat. There are a few other people who have to do the right thing in games.
Yeah,
I mean, trust me, when I play Mass Effect 2 with the wife, she's going to make me do all the right things as well, all the good things.
My guy is a super Boy Scout.
Yeah, mine is too. Yeah. Mrs. Shipwrecks, not so much.
She's a hard ass?
She likes to piss in everybody's cornflakes in that game. I don't know if she means to do it or not. It's just she didn't play the first game, so she's not quite like in tune to what the good choices are and what the bad choices are, because they're not. Sometimes it's not clear that you're picking a bad choice, and she doesn't know that. They're usually in the same like location, like the good choices are up top, the bad choices are at the bottom.
Right. So she hasn't figured that out.
Not yet, but yeah, she's pissing everybody off pretty good. It's funny though.
One other thing from Tengaport that I thought was pretty funny. He says, even when it comes down to achievement hunting, I have a difficult time being a dick in games. I had to really focus when I was trying to get the asshole achievement in the original Mass Effect, and immediately after I got it, I shut my game off without saving. So he basically had to erase all evidence that he was a dick in a fake universe.
Yeah, I'm not that bad.
That's pretty bad.
You know what it was? It was also the fact that I had started playing the game, the good side, and I didn't want to. I don't like to mix it up.
Right. Well, there's usually achievement point bonuses, right?
And there is in that game, but that wasn't that wasn't that important to me.
I heard Tengaport after he got the asshole achievement, he actually set fire to his Xbox because he didn't want to. He didn't want that tainted machine in his house anymore.
Yeah, he built up higher with a goat and everything.
Anyway, Darkness Bear says, I love the whole thing with Wombat and Army of Two and the accidental disconnecting of his internet after that horrible incident. And when he doesn't come back from a few days, Wombat really didn't want that man to die.
Now, in my own defense, we played Army of Two since then. And it's, right. It's just that the online in that game really does suck ass.
Was it? Well, we haven't really decided if it was the netcode or just your internet connection. Or did we decide that?
I decided in my head.
Because I know that, what's the Cablevision? No, what's it called?
Yeah, Cablevision Optimum.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty shitty internet provider as far as they go. Last I checked, anyway. And Sid411 says, I think both of you need to come to terms with each of your pussification tendencies in gaming. Most recently, Cheapy taking Wombat for task for getting all weepy about taking the low road in Army of Two, as well as Cheapy gleefully gunning down Russians in Modern Warfare 2. Yet, on the other hand, Cheapy gets all emotional from the dramatic ending of Flower, as well as misting up during Avatar. I'm sure Shipwreck has his own area of vaginal affiliation. Oh, wait, a no-show for the bad case of the sniffles. Keep up the good work, ladies. Love the show.
Yeah, I got to take gingivitis to task on this one because I'm doing this show tonight, and I've been sick all day. I either have food poisoning or I found out today that my niece has been out of school for the last 2 days with a stomach virus, and we saw them on Sunday. So it's yeah. So I think my wife and I both have this stomach bug, and
you got it coming out of both ends.
No, I'm lucky. I only have it coming out of one. The missus, not so much.
Oh,
yeah.
The reason I wasn't doing a show last week wasn't because I wasn't feeling well. It was because I could hardly talk and I was coughing, like every 30 seconds. So it's kind of hard to do a podcast like that. I didn't think that was best.
You could have used sign language.
Yeah, you could have. But you say like 3 words a show.
Screw you.
But they would have been all coughs. It would have been even less.
Yeah, I guess so.
Let's see. Well, Tybee was upset because at least I didn't confer with you on the choice in Army of Two. He says, after all, it's called Army of Two. But I think that's sort of the point of that whole system in the game, is that it's basically the first person to hit the button gets to make the call. I think that they did that on purpose. He also chimed in. We talked about having a TV in the bedroom. And Tybee said, Cheapy's right about keeping the TV out of the bedroom. When we moved into our current home 4 years ago, we decided to leave the television out of the boudoir. I fought it at first, but my wife was right. I sleep better, get laid more, and generally find it a more peaceful place. So there, Wombat.
See, this is where I have to disagree. As you know, I got Mass Effect 2 in the mail yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What I also had in my living room was the DVR, completely full of my wife's shows on it.
Uh-huh.
We're talking like 12 hours worth of TV shows that we just haven't had a chance to watch in the last week.
Right.
So what I did, because I have a nice TV in the bedroom, was move the DVR from the living room into the bedroom. So now I can play Mass Effect 2 and she can watch her shows.
I see. My wife doesn't watch any shows, though.
Well, that's different. My wife has shows.
Yeah, mine does too. I did the same thing. I was playing on our 360 up in our bedroom. But I have considered, like, moving that into another room and just making a gaming room in one of our other bedrooms and then not having a TV in the bedroom. But
in the annex?
Yes, the West Wing.
The West Wing of Shipwreck Manor?
Yes. But I don't know. I haven't quite taken that leap yet.
Right. Right. Well, Tybee also wishes best of luck to Terry, the guy who said he had cancer, because Tybee says, as another keg who had and beat cancer, best wishes to Terry. Kick its ass, my friend. And we are all with you on that. And lastly, WeHeat says the reason you need a TV in the bedroom is high-def porn. But like I've said before, high-def porn is really overrated. Like, I prefer grainy porn, not granny porn.
I was just about to say that. You took my joke right off of Monday.
Good. I don't know. High-def porn, like, it's just too much detail. You don't need to see, like, every, like, pock mark and dimple and hair. It's too much. I prefer, like, you know, TubeBait is my new site. TubeBait.com.
Really?
For everybody out there. Yeah, that's my new.
Never
that's
been.
That's my new hotness.
T-O-B-A-T-E?
No, T-U-B-E.
T-U-B-E.
Wait, how did you just spell that?
I thought you said tube eight.
Tube eight. Yeah, like a T-U-B-E tube.
Oh.
And the number eight.
Oh, I thought like to masturbate.
Two, yeah. Right. Oh, like two.
No. Oh, no. Yeah. No. But that's what I use it for.
I know, to bait.
In case you were wondering. So, yeah, that's my theory on high def porn.
Excellent.
All right. I think that's it for the show feedback.
We'll see you all next week.
See you next week. Bye-bye. Let's do some CAG news-ish really quickly. I think I stumble over that every week. I got to change that to something else.
CAG new fish?
New fish or CAG stuff. Stuff is pretty easy to say.
CAG
The 7th annual Cheapy Awards. The voting is now open.
Expect winners to be announced sometime in July.
So just relax. You can win one of two $500 Amazon gift cards that we're giving away just by voting. The more categories you vote in, the greater chance you have of winning. We have this category, the CAG villain category, and both Wombat and I got a lot of nominations this year. I understand why Wombat would, because people just don't like him.
It's true. I'm not generally well liked.
No, you're not. And I don't understand why I was nominated so much, but...
Well, you're the man. Right.
I guess that's why. People just, I don't know. They see me as a villain a little bit. And I have to say, I'm just gonna peek at the results here for a little bit. I don't know, man. I got a lot of votes. That's all I'm saying. I got way too many votes.
What, three?
No, a lot.
Really?
Like a very fair percentage.
Excellent.
I don't want to ruin it. Well, everyone knows who's gonna win because Hal Halpin, the head of the ECA, has a CAG account, and that makes him eligible for the voting. And, I don't think that I could lose to him. That would be really tough, but...
Well, you're the one that led us all to him, though.
Maybe that's why I'm so
close.
It's
because you're in bed with Hal Halpin.
I'm not in bed with him. I don't think he's talking to me anymore, except to send me thinly veiled threats via email. But, I don't know. Here I am. I'm pretty close to Hal's voting. Wombat, I'm beating you.
Okay.
Which is surprising also.
Do I have a lot of votes against me, for me? What is it?
It's for you. Well, of course it's for you. I'll tell you right now, Hal's in first place, I'm in second place, and you're in third place.
Excellent.
I don't know why I'm in second place. I'm a little sad about that. I thought it would just be a goof to put me there and put me and you there.
Well, I expected some votage.
Okay. Yeah, I expect the people to vote for you, not for me.
Is it in the four figures for me? Numbers of votes?
Nobody has four figures yet.
Okay, no, I don't care.
Right, but you're in third place. Anyway, so make sure you vote. The voting is going to go on for maybe like a little bit more than a week left, I'm sure. So get those votes in. You can win. It's good. You got a good chance of winning. And I have to, yeah, I think I got to have to put up the winners before we move. We have a definite moving date. We're moving on February 12th, in case you were keeping score, in case you wanted to come help me move.
I won't, but maybe Captain Red Stash will.
I don't think he has a red stash. I don't think he has any stash. I don't think he could even grow facial hair.
I think I could grow more facial hair in 4 hours than he could in 4 months.
I can grow some, just not the whole compliment.
Like a little, like the left side?
Right. It only grows on the right side of my face.
That must look really awesome.
It's like every other
like
hair.
Two-face.
Yes.
It grows in like a checkerboard.
Like just, can you get one of those like beards with no mustache?
No, I could do... The problem is it comes in all different shades. So I have like dark brown red, and then I have really blonde light. So unless I grow it to where it would be longer than that... it's kind of difficult, and I have little patchy areas. Like
you might look like Mark McGuire. You should grow the goatee. Then everyone could call you Little McGuire.
Right.
That didn't make
about the size of Mark McGuire's leg, I think. Well, I think you should go for the beard. We gotta investigate.
Maybe, I gotta have time off work to do that though. Maybe when I come to Japan, I won't shave while I'm in Japan.
Right. You're gonna be able to check out the new apartment.
I will. I'll sit on that.
How long are you gonna be here for again?
I'll be there at least a week.
A week.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You don't have to account for me the whole time.
No. I know. I'm just wondering. Very good. Well, I think it's time for us to hit up the new releases. Big week. Very big week, of course. Everybody knows that Mass Effect is out.
Yes. Did you get your copy yet?
Well, here's the thing. I got my copy this morning, so I haven't played it. And here's the other problem. I got a lot of problems with this game, and I haven't even opened it yet. Mrs. Chibi loved the first game, so she has made a mandate saying that I am not allowed to play this game without her supervision. So,
ouch.
Last night, I was expecting that the game might come yesterday, so I told her, you know, we're going to have to play at nighttime, even though she likes to go to sleep pretty early. I said, you're going to have to stay up a little late, maybe, if I get the game, because so I can talk about it on the CatCast tomorrow. And, of course, the game didn't come, but...
According to your Twitter, you did.
Well, I said, hey, you know, Mrs. Chibi was getting ready for bed, and I was thinking to myself, you know, she already had, in her mind, put away some time to play Mass Effect, so maybe I could, you know, get some action, some other kind of action. So I walked into the bathroom while she was brushing her teeth, and I said, hey, you know I didn't get Mass Effect today, but how about a little...
I got a little Mass Effect of my own.
No, those are all good, but I went with Mass Erect.
Okay, yeah.
Those are all good, and she looked at me, and she said, that wasn't a really good line. And I said, yeah, it wasn't really great, but, you know, how could I improve upon it? And she said, I don't think any line that has Mass Effect in it, in any flavor, is really going to be effective. But yet it was effective, because I got laid, so.
There you go, everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Thank you, Mass Effect.
Thank you, Mass Effect. You got me laid by coming today instead of last night.
There you go.
Yoo-hoo! So, but you guys have it, and you guys have played it.
I have.
That is true. Yeah.
I have a review that's pretty much done. It'll be up tomorrow, but I'm not quite all the way through it. I'm 21, 22 hours in.
Right.
And
you've had the game Shipwreck, longer.
Yes. Yeah, Shipwreck, I think, should give us the spoiler-free, of course.
It's
the overview.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome.
That's it.
It pretty much think of Mass Effect 1, but everything that you possibly could have been annoyed by in Mass Effect 1, and take all that out and make everything else better. And that is
when was the last time you played any of Mass Effect 1?
Recently, because I was trying to play it to finish up. That way I could import my character, because I never beat Mass Effect 1.
Did you do that?
No.
Oh, okay. So you didn't get to import your character?
No, the game came earlier, and I was like, screw this. I'm going for Mass Effect 2.
Okay, because two things that I did, besides the fact that I finished the game when it came out, was I also played the game a lot over the weekend with the new character, just to kind of brush up on my Mass Effect lore. And the improvements visually between the first game and the second game are really noticeable when you go straight from one to another.
Really? Graphically?
Yeah,
even,
it is.
It's
yeah.
way better.
But it's visually striking.
The art style, though, of all their character designs, it makes you think they always looked like that.
Yeah.
Because like, you run into the same type of aliens and everything, but they just look better, but you just assume that they look like that before now.
Yeah, the game still has that very, you know, Ralph McQuarrie art direction style to it, which is, I think, one of the great things about the game. But, yeah, I mean, the second game does so many little things, and I'm only like 3 hours in, that just seem like such vast improvements. You know, just the one thing you could do, and I don't think this counts as a spoiler, but, you know, I'll say it anyway. You can go into, when you're in your cabin on the ship, you can change the color and patterns of your uniform to whatever you want, basically.
Oh, awesome.
So... You know, you start out with the generic colors that are on the game box, and you could change that. Right now, my guy's suit is, it's actually, I used the color motif of the ship, so now my My armor matches the uniforms of everyone that's in my squad.
You can change the colors of all the armor, any armor you get.
I only have the one. So
yes, Dragon's Age armor or all the downloadable armors, but anything you pick up, you can go back and change the color of.
Sweet.
So yeah, that's kind of cool. So
can you do it for the for your partners?
No, the partners always wear the same type of thing, but you can change their outfits once you unlock it. There's a certain thing you have to do in the game, and then they unlock the new outfits.
Cool.
But there's no driving levels, so you don't have any of that Mako crap. The way that they do side missions now, like before, you'd scan the planet and you'd go down to the planet and you'd ride around in your Mako, or you'd walk around, and there was just all this open space that had nothing in it.
Right.
And all of that is gone now. Like, you scan the planets. If there's something there that you want to go down, like if there's anomaly, which means there's a side mission, you just land your ship and then you're just straight out into it. Like, you have a little drop ship that drops you off now instead of the Mako. And then you're just straight
walking
into the mission. And then you do the mission and then you leave.
I was hoping that they would make it more like Starflight. I know I talked about Starflight last week. You ever play Starflight, Ship?
No. I have it for Genesis, but I've never played it.
My wife used to play it on the computer, she told me last week, and that she loved
it. So. Yeah, it's amazing. And one of the things you could do in that game was you would scan the planets and stuff, and you know, there was like mineral mining in that game, that was a big part of it, but you could also find like artifacts and stuff like that would improve your characters and your ship and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what you could do is you would land on the planets and you would have a little vehicle you could drive around in, like just like Mass Effect 1, but you could find stuff that was interesting. So it was like worth your while just to investigate.
Right.
You know, and you could get into fights with things. But in Mass Effect 1, you would just, there was nothing there, like you said, and that was kind of disappointing. But so now they've just said, screw it.
Yeah, all the mining now takes place. You scan, and then there's like a little meter that shows you if there's some kind of material there, and then you just shoot a probe down there, and then you get the material. Like, you don't actually have to go down and pick it up. Which, that part is one of the weaker points of the game, but I'm not quite sure how they would improve that. That is the weakest part of the game, is the scanning. But
why? It's what's the problem with it?
Well, I mean, it's just kind of tedious. You're holding down a left trigger, and you have just like a target on the planet, and then you're rotating the planet around and going up and down all around the planet looking for these signatures. And
I see.
You don't have to do it, but that's how you get all the materials that you use to upgrade all your armor and your weapons and everything.
Oh, lame.
It's not as bad as what I'm... Well, the minigame itself is not great, but it doesn't take as much time if you're not interested in depleting the planets.
Right.
But
cool.
The combat's much better now. It's what we saw at E3. It's a third-person tactical shooter now. It's none of the... There's no numbers going in the background. Like, if you aim up a shot with somebody's head, you're going to hit them in the head.
Right. That's awesome. I can't wait to play it. And, of course, Mrs. Chibi's got something going on tonight, so I can't even play it tonight.
Start up a different character.
No, she's going to... I don't know. I don't want to have to go through it twice in, like, a day.
It's really cool when you bring in your character from the last game. They do some pretty neat stuff with that. So
that's all. Remember, I made my guy bald like me.
Yeah.
He didn't look like me, but much more handsome.
Yeah, I used default Shepard.
Oh, I'm pretty excited. I don't know. I've been looking forward to this game forever, and... I'm disappointed that I can't really give you my impressions on it this week, but next week.
Oh, it's great. It's going to be tough to beat for Game of the Year already.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
I really loved the first one, but I never went back and played it again a second time because of all those little things that were sort of annoying, like the whole inventory thing.
Oh, that's gone too.
The loading times.
The inventory is completely gone. Like, you're not picking up millions and millions of guns that have all these little different stats that you have to compare, and like then you have to like give this person this gun and this person this gun, and you have to keep on.
How do they do it?
All of the guns, there's only like, I think there's 19 different guns in the game.
Oh.
And then if your character class can use that gun, that shows up in their inventory. Doesn't matter. You don't have to have like a different gun for each person. If you have whatever shotgun it is, it just assumes you have enough for everybody. So
that's weird.
No, it's much better.
But there's only 19 guns though.
Yeah,
but you can upgrade the guns.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's a lot of different variations that you can make.
No, not really. It's basically when you're upgrading them, you're just adding this weapon does more damage. That's pretty much it.
That sounds a little disappointing to me.
No, I like it much better. Because it wasn't really working with Mass Effect 1. You just spent way too much time in menus. Like this time, all your guns are in one place, and every time you go out on a mission, it shows you your characters you're taking, and you can quickly switch out what gun you want them to take, or guns, however many they can carry.
Gotcha.
It's much more streamlined. It gets you, it makes me want to play more than it did in Mass Effect 1. Like, that was the biggest problem in Mass Effect 1, was like, I complete a mission, and I felt like I played for 20 minutes, but then it took me an hour to sort through all the stuff,
through your loot,
talk to everybody, walk around the ship. It just was, the pacing for this one is much better. Like, even the Citadel, it doesn't have as much
I think you need to stop right there. Before you get
too
deep.
Did I spoil something? I'm sorry.
Well, I know you go there, but, you know, now's a good time to stop. We'll touch base on this next week.
Yeah, good idea, Wombat. Good idea.
Let's move on to the game that I know we're all going to buy, and that's Massive Action Game.
Mag?
Mag.
Mag, I saw it on Amazon Japan. It's like $40 here because most of the Western PS3 games don't sell here, so they discount all of them basically. But even still, I think that I don't want to get it because I'd rather just play Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, I think most people probably would. What do you think, Sprinkle Genie?
I think the 256 people that didn't buy Mass Effect might like Mag.
Right.
It's not my game. Like, I'm sure the quality is fine, but I just have no interest in it. I'm much more narrative driven.
Yeah, I played the beta, and it's fine. It is fine. It's definitely fine. It's good. It's good. But I think I've already got a lot of time and, you know, and skill building up my skill in Mass Effect Modern Warfare 2. I don't think I want to start a whole new thing. You know, it's got an 80 on Metacritic, which is good, which is quite a good score. But I don't know.
I just don't feel like I accomplish anything in those games besides getting killed repeatedly.
And those games are only as good as the people you play with.
And they're all the people that you play with will probably be playing Modern Warfare.
There's a good chance. Know. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems fine, but it seems like another game that's... I mean, this game's good. Does anyone think this game is going to sell well?
I think there was once a time in history when people thought this game might sell well, but I don't think... I doubt it.
I mean, yeah. A PS3 another PS3 exclusive that's not going to really sell well. It's unfortunate, I guess, but...
Well, there's a Wii exclusive that's not going to sell well this week.
What's that?
That's No More Heroes 2, Desperate Struggle.
I was amazed to see that this game was coming out this week.
What are they thinking?
Because I thought we were at the stage where, like, it was just announced that this game was going to come out. And, you know, maybe we'll see it, like, at the end of the year or next year. I didn't realize that it's out. That here it is. I don't know.
It's a hard enough struggle if you're trying to put out a hardcore Wii game. You got to put that out not in a week where other hardcore games are coming out for the 360 and the PS3. Because it's the same demographic that is going to want to play Mass Effect and Mag that it would want to play No More Heroes, but they're going to go for the higher quality
stuff. I don't know
stuff.
If the Mag demo and the No More Heroes 2 demo is the same demo.
Maybe not quite, but they're hardcore games.
There's no such thing as a hardcore game. There's good games,
you know what
and there's
I'm
bad
saying.
Games.
Stop that. It might not be the right term, but you know what I'm
games
saying.
Games that appeal to a mass audience?
No, games that appeal to the niche.
The enthusiast audience.
Yeah, the enthusiast audience.
Right. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Like NeoGAF.
Correct.
No, like me and you, we are knowledgeable in what video games are out there, and we are familiar with the review scores for the games that are out there. Whether we make our purchasing decisions based on them or not is one thing, but there is also a demographic of game purchasers that don't even know the name of one website to read a review, let alone are up on what their review scores are. Those are the people that usually buy Cooking Mama.
Right.
Right. But No More Heroes 2, I'm expecting that to not sell at all. It
got great reviews.
Sure.
89.
Sure.
Right now.
I'm sure
on
it's
Metacritic.
Fine. It's
just
it got can't
Tatsunoko versus Capcom came out this week for the Wii. That should have been like Tatsunoko.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah, whatever. Eat me. Karaoke,
by the way, I know how you guys always rip
Capcom
on me.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Yeah, listen, can I just say something about that, about karaoke? Spell karaoke for me, okay?
K-A-R-A-O-K-E.
Okay, and now say it.
Karaoke.
Okay, so where's the E?
I thought it was K-A-R-E.
No.
It's not K-A-R-E-O-K-E.
It's K-A-R-A.
Yeah.
Karaoke.
There's no E-Y in the middle of that word. I just don't understand why people say it that way. That's all.
Southerners like it, right?
But there's no... You look at the word, how do you get the E? Where does the karaoke come from? There's no E's in the middle of the word, only at the end.
Karaoke?
There's no E. Right. Right. There's no E in it. There's no carry. There's no R-Y or R-E.
So you want us to pronounce it karaoke?
Karaoke.
I will pronounce it karaoke.
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 There you go.
Now spread the word to everybody. That there's no E in the middle of that word.
There is no E in the middle of that word.
The world will be a better place.
Chibi, are you familiar with the game Blood Bowl?
I am not.
Okay, I'm going to start describing a game to you, and you tell me when I'm full of shit and lying.
Okay.
Okay. Blood Bowl is a game that contains football, orcs and elves, American football, orcs and elves, and it's a turn-based strategy game that's a full price release for the Xbox 360.
Full price release part is bullshit.
I believe it may be $10 less than normal price. It may be $49.99.
It's a $50 game.
Yeah.
I see.
I'm getting
there
it.
There you go. That is all true.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting it?
Yeah, I'm getting it for review.
Oh, nice.
I'm interested in it a little bit, but I watched the quick look on Giant Bomb, and I don't know. It doesn't quite look like it's a $50 game, does it?
No, it looks like it would have been a really cool Xbox Live Arcade game.
Yeah, apparently this is a... It's made by the same people or affiliated with the same people that did Warhammer.
Well, it's made by... Well, Games Workshop is the company that owns both of them.
It's a board game.
Yeah,
it's based on a board game.
Yeah, with pewter figurines and everything.
It's a quite popular board game, from what I've been told.
There's like novels and stuff about this too. Like there's a series of novels about Blood Bowl.
It's turn-based football with orcs, which sounds both awesome and awful all at the same time.
It might be good.
Yeah.
If it was hockey, I would like it. But football works better, I guess, for turn-based.
I think for turn-based, I think so.
Yeah, and it's loosely football, like it's. It's kind of a combination of football and rugby.
It looks like you don't get past the kickoff.
You can't figure out how to get past the kickoff.
Well, it's turn-based. So it's like, you know, if you... There's a lot more fumbles and things.
Right.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about Tatsunoko versus Capcom at all.
It came out for the Wii. You fight poorly.
That's that game with the characters that are somewhat familiar-looking.
But you're not quite sure.
You're not
who
quite
they are.
Sure, but you know you'd rather play it on 360 or PS3. You're sure about that.
We're sure about that. That much we know.
Yeah, it's a good game. I mean, I played it at E3. It's a lot like Marvel vs. Capcom. It's just
just way off topic here because I have my TV remote for some reason next to the computer, and I noticed that next to all the buttons on my TV remote, there's Braille.
Okay.
Why would you need Braille to watch TV?
You listen to TV.
I guess.
Great.
Mm-hmm. That was it. I just thought that was good.
Deep thoughts. Deep thoughts from Wild Bat.
Hey, there's Braille on my TV remote. Mm.
Why would you need Braille to watch TV? What or who are these people that are watching TV but they can't see?
That's so bad.
What do you mean?
It's not a good impersonation.
It's not?
No.
I thought you meant the content was bad. Since I'm sure a lot of blind listeners to the CADcast about video games.
Yes, I'm sure I offended a lot of people.
A lot of blind people playing video games.
How dare I say something?
Right.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
I think that's nothing. It, right? You got anything else, Knob Jockey?
I tried out that Crisscross game for for Xbox Live Arcade.
Oh.
Yeah.
With the rappers?
No. You wish.
That was on Sega CD.
Oh, all right.
No, it's a crossword jumble game.
Oh, God.
Yeah. $10. No thanks.
Right. Next. All right. Let's move on to some game shopping news.
Oh, my
Wombat,
God.
What's
Legend
up with...
Legend of K came out for the DS this week. That character still exists.
Legend of who?
Legend of K. He's like this little cartoon tiger-looking thing.
That was the Tasmanian tiger. Tasmanian tiger, right?
No, that's Ty.
Oh. Yeah, whatever. Who cares? Anyway, yeah, like as I was about to say, this week through actually up only till Friday of this week, if you buy any of the DLC on I believe just Xbox for Alien Hominid or Castle Crashers, Behemoth will match that money and donate it to Haitian Relief.
That's lovely of them.
Yeah, so I thought that was worth mentioning. So.
You can mention there's an IGN like telethon or something, auction, charity auction for Haiti. Where is that? I'm going to give you the link for that. I actually looked through the auctions to see if there was anything I wanted to buy, but I didn't really find anything. It's if you go to IGN.com/IGN4Haiti, F-O-R, yeah. Haiti, you can get the links there.
We just gave our money to George Clooney.
You did? I haven't given any money yet. I gotta get on that. I haven't really seen anything about it because I don't watch the news. I just I look at Google News, but somehow I've managed to avoid all of the Haiti stories. I did see that Brad and Angelina are breaking up though.
What?
They're not.
They are.
They're not.
Howard Stern confirmed it.
Mm. I don't think they are. What is Howard Stern? Howard Stern may go back to regular radio.
He may.
I read that today.
He also may not.
I also read how Newsday.com, they switched their service from a free service to a pay web service.
This is awesome.
And they announced how many subscribers they now have.
They couldn't have announced
it. They said
that.
It in a meeting.
Okay.
In a meeting, they were, someone asked, how many subscribers have we... Have we received paid subscribers do we have in our first 3 months as a paid website? And the answer was 35.
I don't understand because I'm looking at Newsday. Newsday, by the way, is a Long Island newspaper.
Oh, okay.
And it's pretty big newspaper because Long Island is pretty big. But if I go to Newsday.com, I see stuff. I don't see that I have to pay.
I think you could only see parts of things, like you can't really access the whole website. I don't even know how it really works.
Weird. I see that JWoww is going to make a Westbury Club appearance.
Well, that's really all I need to know.
I watched the entire season of Jersey Shore, including the reunion show.
I think we should start calling you The Situation.
I love The Situation.
I've had a feeling you do.
You can almost see here like the gears turning in his head when he's trying to think about what to say. You can almost hear it. Yeah, JWoww. That's pretty good. I like the show. It was fun. There's people. I like watching dumb people.
You're telling me that things. You don't want a life-size replica Bayonetta gun?
I saw that. I didn't. If it was like a RoboCop. Well, I already have a RoboCop one. That's one of the auction things in the IGN auction. What is that at now? Did you look?
It was like about just under 400.
I thought about buying it and then, giving it away in a contest or something.
I mean, I think you should get something that you could give away in a contest. Maybe even, like, the Ratchet and Clank vinyl figures. I would probably go apeshit for that.
Right. Well, I'll look through again. See if I see if I can find anything. There was no RoboCop anything, so I kind of lost interest. And rest of some game shopping news here. These Sunday ad deals are good until the end of Saturday. This was sort of interesting. If you buy an Xbox 360 Elite and you spend an extra $10, the Best Buy will throw in Madden NFL 10 and a controller. So that's not bad. Best Buy also has a buy two, get one free deal on all Xbox 360 Platinum hits. And if you buy MAG, you can get $10 off the Sony Bluetooth headset or $10 off a PSN card. And they also have a deal at Best Buy where if you buy Glory of Heracles, you can save $15 on some other popular DS games. And Toys R Us, if you buy Mass Effect 2 or MAG over there, you can save $20 on any other $60 PS3 or 360 game. And that same, and then if you buy the Capcom or Tatsunoko versus Capcom game, you can save $15 on any $40 and up Wii game.
Well, what if you wanted to start a website that was a comprehensive encyclopedia of all the Tatsunoko characters?
Oh, really? Well, I'm glad you asked, Wombat. What you would do is you would go to GoDaddy.com, and then you can save money by using these CAG coupon codes. CAG domain will get you a $6.95 domain registration. CAG 5 off 30 will get $5 off a $30 order. And CAG 10 will get you 10% off any order. Just go to GoDaddy.com and buy everything using those codes. Everything. You can register. You can even register all these obscene names for Shipwreck that Wombat keeps blurting out every 5 minutes.
I agree. I think that someone needs to start shitwreck.com right away.
That's got to be taken already, no?
I don't know.
Let me see. Shitwreck. Come on. Someone definitely took that. Oh, wait. Maybe not. Wait.
Oh, please be available.
Please be available. Shitwreck.com is available, I believe. It looks like it's available.
Excellent.
I think. I can't tell. I'm not sure. But that's a good one. I might have to register that, actually. All right. Let's move on to multi-platforming.
You played this one ass eyes. What do you have to say?
Why would he be ass eyes?
I don't know, but it makes me laugh.
People have way too much free time on their hands to come up with these names.
So, yes, Dark Void. Dark Void. That game's no good.
No good? It's no good at all?
It is bad.
It's bad?
It's pretty bad. You played the demo?
Uh-huh.
That's the best level in the game.
Oh. That's a
like,
problem.
That's the level that they've been showing at E3 and everything that kind of shows you, like, hey, this game has a lot of promise. You can do all these different things. You can fly up here. You can land. You can fight people. Then you can fly up in the air and go over here and do some of this vertical platforming stuff. And it's like, wow, a whole game of this would be great. It's not. Mm. They have no idea what they wanted to do with this game, it feels like. The first third of the game, you have no jetpack.
What?
You have no jetpack, and you're running through a jungle, shooting people, ducking out from behind cover and jumping over things.
So it's like a very shitty version of Uncharted.
Yes.
That sounds good.
And yeah, that sounds great. What it kind of reminds me of if Uncharted and like had been made maybe back on the original Xbox or PS2.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just has that kind of last gen feel to it, like almost like a brute force type.
Right, okay, sure.
Feel to it. For those levels. And then you finally get your jetpack. And that's about the time... You have it for a little while and you hover. I'm going to spoil this game, by the way, because the story makes no sense whatsoever, so...
It's already spoiled.
It's not a spoiler, because you could never see this stuff coming in the first place. And
for it to be a spoil, that means you would have to be actually spoiling something worthwhile.
Yes, and this nobody... Well, the good thing about the game is it's only 6 hours long.
They should put that on the back of the box. Only 6 hours long.
So bad it's short.
It's the frustrating thing about it is that it has so much potential. Like, flying around stuff, that could be fun. Like, using all these different environments and, like, flying around and then hovering up in the air and shooting people and then landing on a ledge and going climbing up and everything. It's got a lot of promise, but, like, the vertical platforming stuff, it takes so long to shoot anybody to death with your weapon. You have to, like, empty out practically a whole clip every time you shoot one of these little slimy things that are in these kind of like Rise of the Robot Terminator-looking robot suits.
Mm-hmm.
So what you find out is that it's not worth shooting them. They're stupid, so all you have to do is press the button that lets you jump to the next platform until you get underneath them and then press the button to throw them off. And that's not all that fun, but it gets you through the level, which is what you want to do.
Because you
want to
finish as soon as possible.
That's all you want to do is just get me out of here. I'm done with this. And then they, not only do they combine two of the worst gaming mechanics ever in an escort mission and a turret mission combined into one.
They should have throw some stealth in there.
I believe the meeting went like this. What do people hate in video games?
Yeah, and this lasts, it has to last at least 15 minutes. Like, and that's a long time to be doing this. And it's so slow. You're riding aboard this big ship, and you have these turrets, and this ship has to be moving around along this canyon at about 5 miles an hour. And the whole time, all your little teammates are cleverly saying, stay on target, stay on target. And they have one other thing that they say too. I can't remember what it is, but they have two different sayings. And they will say those even though there's no enemies around. There's nothing to shoot. You're just cruising along for 30 seconds waiting for some enemies to show up, and they're just like shouting out instructions to you.
Sounds like a real winner, Dick Butter.
Yeah, it is. And then at the end, you fight a dragon. And nowhere prior to this were there any dragons. There was no hint that there was going to be
like
a dragon.
Like a fantasy-style dragon?
No, kind of. Well, kind of. But it has like a blue skin, I think. And has some like technology stuff on it too. Like it's got a little bit of like a futuristic vibe to it. And this is after you escape the giant worm thing that is ate you that came out of nowhere. And that level, that's my favorite level in the game. I'll take it back because that level is about 30 seconds long. You just go, you walk around and you shoot the little orange orbs until the guy opens up his mouth and then you fly out. And then you get to fight the dragon, which the dragon fight is one of the best things in the game. But it makes no sense, but it ends the game.
So that's the best part. That's why it's the best?
Well, no, it's all right because you're flying around, you're dodging. Like, you can do all these neat little like barrel rolls and flips and everything by holding in one of the analog sticks and then flipping back with the other, like moving them in one direction then.
All right, well, I think we've spent enough time talking about a game that you think nobody should play.
No, don't play it. It's good, too, because at checkpoints, sometimes the triggered events don't trigger. So you have to not only escort the hostages but save them from the enemies. And there are no hostages, and there are no enemies.
That would make it hard.
Until you turn off your PlayStation 3 and reboot the game.
Sounds great. Sign me up.
It's great. I'm happy about it. Look for my review coming soon. We'll see what it gets.
I wonder. Will it get a duty? That's the very rarely used duty icon.
Yes, the very rare. I used a lot of duty icons today.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not unplayable still, but right. It's just bad.
All right. Well, let's move on then. Let's move on to Sony. And let's see. The big news is that some guy basically hacked the PS3. He figured out a way to crack the PS3. It doesn't mean that anything has been done with it yet, but he figured out a way to penetrate the PS3's defenses, which in the future could lead to games being available, for download illegally and stuff like that. Basically, I think it's the same guy who came out with who broke the iPhone. Yeah, George Holtz. It's the man responsible for jailbreaking the iPhone. So we'll see what happens with that. I mean, I think one of the reasons why the PS3, I mean, that's obviously, that's could lead to a lot of piracy. But those PS3 games are so big. They take up so much space. And you would need a Blu-ray burner to, you know, to burn those games. Are those still, like, you know, I'm not a big PC guy. Are those Blu-ray, people own Blu-ray burners these days? Like, do they bother?
I guys don't know. Oh,
I'm asking the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Let me check my iMac here and see if it has a Blu-ray
it doesn't.
Burner in it.
It doesn't.
Let me go to Blu-rayBurner.com and see how the going rates are.
No, you should go to ShitRack.com. That's true. They have a lot of information. So yeah, so that was sort of interesting. And Wombat, you picked up Critter Crunch during the PSN sale?
Yeah, I picked it up for $3.50. I'm surprised you guys haven't grabbed it yet or
what's your
you.
Password? You changed it.
Oh, I did? Well, I'll tell it to you right now. Remind me later. I'll figure it out. I have no idea what it is. I didn't know I changed it. So I'll go. I'll change it again to something that you guys can remember.
So how is Critter Crunch?
Critter Crunch isn't bad. It's cute. It's a puzzle game. I wish it had a little more variation in the different puzzles, but they all seem kind of similar so far. But what I will say is that the graphical style is, I mean, it almost looks like a Saturday morning cartoon.
Looks like a Japanese anime, right?
It's very fluid.
Like a Miyazaki film.
Yeah. It does look great, and it has a lot of personality. So
one of those puzzle games where like shit drops down from the sky and you have to match up the colors or something? Is that it?
For the most part, yeah. Yeah, okay. That's the basic game. You know, yes, shit drops down, match three in a row, move on to the next stage.
Right.
You know, there's a little more to it than that. Basically, instead of it being three of the same thing in a row, it's three different things of different sizes. And you feed the smallest one to the one size up, and you feed that one to the next one, and they all disappear.
Got it.
So, but, you know, it's cute. And it's, you know.
For $3.50,
it's hard to complain. Right. It's a good-looking game. It's a very good-looking puzzle game. So you guys should snag it from me and play it. And right. There you go. And I recommend both of you guys downloading the demo first, because what you'll get from me is just the key, and that'll take like 4 seconds to download.
Key, okay.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty then, let's see what else we got. I don't have anything else for Sony. Do you?
I thought I had enough.
All right, I guess that's enough. Microsoft is something that I wanted to talk about, because there was this article about Project Natal and about how successful...
Project what?
Excuse me, about the shitbox.
Oh, I didn't know what you were talking
You didn't know
about.
What I was talking about.
I had no idea.
Excuse me. Basically, there's a friend of mine, I think I've mentioned him before, a friend of mine used to work for Microsoft. I think he doesn't work there anymore. And this is the guy that was sitting in a meeting with all, like, high-powered Xbox or Microsoft execs, like Steve Ballmer and, you know, all the bigwigs there. And it was a meeting about the Xbox, and during this meeting, they show a video of me on Bloomberg TV talking about how nobody in Asia is going to buy Halo 3.
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about that, yes.
Right, I gave this story. And I hadn't talked to this guy since college. I went to college with him, and I you know, he's a friend of mine from college. And one day I get an email from him saying, I just was in this meeting, and there you are talking shit about... You know, all these million-dollar executives' baby, basically.
Anyway, were you right?
Of course I was right.
Okay.
I don't even need to look to know I was right. You think anybody in Japan bought Halo? I mean, come on. So, this is the same guy, we've been discussing Shitbox. Should we call it Project Shitbox or Shitbox?
I like Project Shitbox.
Yeah. Project Shitbox has a really nice ring to it.
It does.
So, We've been going back and forth on instant message about Project Shitbox, and because he thinks it's going to be great, and I think that they've got it all wrong. So he posted this article on my Facebook page about, and the subject is "Analysts See Project Shitbox Adding Billions to Microsoft's Revenue." And these two analysts, they basically say, okay, this thing's going to come out; it's going to cost $85. And they believe that 56% of Xbox 360 owners are going to buy this thing. We're going to own this thing. Which Shipwreck is laughing.
At $86.
At $85.
$85. And it's not going to play full games because it uses too much processor power.
Right. It's going to, exactly. Well, they don't, here's the thing. Like, they haven't seen any games for it. Right. Wait, Shipwreck was telling me about the games they saw the other day. I forgot what they were, though.
Oh, that's Ball Whacker.
Right.
That's Abstract Elephant Painter.
Uh huh.
These are also good Totem nicknames for Shipwreck.
What was the other one?
Pedophile Hero.
Pedophile Hero.
Well, yeah, didn't we discuss that?
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, nobody's seen any games, but these analysts have already predicted that the shitbox is going to boost Microsoft's revenue by $1.7 billion in its 2011 fiscal year. And it's going to be even more in the year after that. And the 56% attach rate. Now, by comparison, the Wii Fit has a 41% attach rate over a similar period. So, and they think that 2 years after the launch, the 56% of people are going to own Project Shitbox. 50% of 360 owners. I mean,
First of all, that's never happened before with any add-on.
Right.
For a console. Not anywhere close to
it. I'm going to say 10% is plausible and yet still highly unlikely.
And is Wii Fit really a good comparison?
No. I don't think so. Because I think the software for Wii Fit was the draw for people, not the peripheral.
Yes.
The draw for Wii Fit, and the reason why Susie Homemaker bought it was because she wanted to be fit.
Right.
Not because
and it was
she
less than $100.
Yeah, not because she wanted to stand on a balance board.
Right.
Yeah, and look at all those great balance board games we have now.
I just saw on Japanese TV the other day, they were on some news show, they were talking about the new Dance Dance Revolution Fit game, where you stand on a balance board and you twist, which looked like a lot of fun. I mean, but, you know, I could see, like, Microsoft coming out with this thing and including some fitness. I mean, the reason why we fit
was... Well, EA Sports Active has already announced that they're coming out with a 360 and a PS3 version. Now, I'm not sure if it's going to use this, but the fitness games are coming with this thing.
Right. But it can't be... Like, Wii Fit, it's in the freaking name that you know what you're getting. You're getting a fitness thing. Unless they call this camera, like, the fitness cam or something like that. Fit cam. I don't know. I don't see how it could even come close to having the success of Wii Fit. Or any kind of success close to what these executives think. And in fact, we have a comment from Thomas96, which is exactly what Shipwreck was telling me the other day when we were discussing this article. Thomas96 says, I just want to make a comment referencing the shitbox and the, he's calling the Sony device the cock station. The games for these new peripherals are already made. Games like Bloom Blocks didn't do well on the Wii. They can get a second life on the 360 and the PS3. The goal is not to take over the Wii's market, but rather just to get a piece of it. But Shipwreck, you made a really good point yesterday or the day before or whenever. What did you say again? Tell people what you said.
Well, I think a lot of these companies are just going to take this as an opportunity to repackage all of their Wii games and bring them over to 360 and see if they can get a hit early on. Like, just... It's not going to cost them much because the processing power is not going to be that taxing. So you just throw on some shitbox controls and you got Boom Blocks shitbox.
Or what any of the million other, like the Wii Carnival, chicken, whatever it's called.
Chicken Shoot or whatever. Chicken Shoot.
Now here's the problem. If Microsoft allows that to happen, you're going to get all these games at launch that, you know, these basically glorified Wii mini game collections that people really don't care for. Gamers are going to look at that and going to say, why am I going to spend $85 on this thing when it's just basically, it's going to allow me to play the games that I didn't want to play on the Wii? So Microsoft's got to be careful about that. They got to really like...
Yeah, I think that's going to be a big issue with third parties early on.
Well, they just need to replace the Barker and Carnival games with Master Chief, and then you have a hit.
Right. Halo... My Halo.
My Halo Carnival.
My Halo Carnival. It's, I don't know. Like, we've seen the iToy. We've seen the PS3i. We've seen the Xbox Vision Cam. We've heard a lot of crazy things about, you know, how great these things are going to be. You know, maybe
they
what,
never work.
They never work. The, you know, totem ball. Remember totem ball? Yeah, that was great.
What a piece of shit that was.
I did enjoy that the first, the iToy play game for the PS2. I thought that was kind of fun. Had some fun with that, but that was it, basically. So I don't know why people
think
this is...
We haven't progressed past that.
No.
With these cameras. And the stuff that they showed at E3, Ball Whacker.
Right. It's the same thing.
Is that still?
It's better graphics. It's the same thing as the iToy, but it looks a little bit better. So
yeah, I don't know about that. Like, I'm not going to say that this isn't, again, like the iPad. This might be like a building block towards something in the future, but I just don't think the future is now.
Right. And they think, these analysts, I'm going back to this article, the analysts think that the Project Shipbox is going to be the thing that allows the Xbox 360's console life to last 10 years as opposed to the normal 5. It seems no to me. It seems like that's not
going to
happen.
I think the economy is going to make it last 10 years.
Right, the economy might make it last 10 years. But, you know, if sucking up about 30% of the processing power, I don't know.
What's going to make the 360 last 10 years is if you look at a game that came out 3 years ago, like Mass Effect, and a game that comes out now, like Mass Effect 2, those games almost look like they were made for two different systems.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true, Ship? Is he crazy?
Well, I don't know about two different systems, but there is a big difference there.
There's a big difference. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's enough about Project Shipbox. I just thought that article was like, whoa. And I don't know if blogs picked up on that, but I don't know. It seemed crazy to me. Anyway, another Xbox 360 news. Marcus Fenix and Dom, I don't even know what Dom's last name is, but the two giant guys from Gears of War that nobody gives a shit about because they have no personality other than, they're coming to Lost Planet where they can bring their grunting over to the Capcom game. You guys excited about that? As excited as me?
Yeah, I didn't know what kind of reaction I was supposed to have to that. All right.
Yeah, my reaction is I hope Lost Planet 2 is good because I just played Dark Void.
Right. I think Lost Planet will be good.
I really hope so. I think it should be, but
I still have never played the first one.
It was I thought it was pretty good. I never finished it, but I thought it looked really good and the gameplay was really cool. Hey, look, you get inside giant mechs and you blow up stuff in the snow.
Yeah, giant bugs.
Giant bugs.
I thought it was a good game. It's not a great game, but it's solid.
Yeah, this one is going to have co-op, though. It should be cool. I think bringing Marcus and Dom adds absolutely nothing to the game. I mean, could you think of two characters who have less of a personality?
Well, it doesn't even fit
GBD and Shipwreck?
Okay, well, we're not characters. We're real people. Yeah. Master Chief, I guess, is the one that jumps to mind.
It doesn't even fit the artistic style, though.
Like, right. It's ridiculous.
The people in Lost Planet, they have a very Japanese aesthetic to them. They're kind of lanky and skinny.
Yep, and they're wearing like winter coats.
Right.
These guys wear football pads. It's pretty weird.
Whatever. I mean, it's a video game. Lost Planet 2 is Lost Planet 1 was very video gamey.
Yep.
I mean, you're shooting giant yellow spots on bugs.
Right. Right.
So, I don't know. Could be fun.
Could be fun, but I don't know. Marcus and Dom don't make me care any more or less about the game. It just is. They could have just made up two new
grubs.
Great.
Don't you get it? He's going to be able to say scratch one grub.
Great. I'm going to enjoy that. It's great. Because the story in Gears of War is really what sucked me into the game. You know,
both fighting these huge underground bugs. It makes so much sense.
The writing and the interaction between the characters was really what the strong point of Gears of War, the Gears of War franchise.
That wasn't exactly the strong point of Lost Planet either.
No. Well, of course, it's a Japanese, you know, some ridiculous Japanese story that doesn't make any sense. They might as well just keep those stories in Japanese because, I mean, it makes just as much sense.
Did they figure out how Lost Planet is not just a nice planet now? Like, I finished that game. Oh. Everything turned nice and green at the end.
Well, the Lost Planet 2 takes place in the jungle.
Okay, that's fine then.
Yeah, I think they have both. I think they have jungle, because I played it at TGS, and it was definitely a jungle level.
Okay.
And boy, I've played
Yeah.
I got my ass kicked. I played the multiplayer, and it was like, I don't know.
Well,
I
we played so the multiplayer and the demo online, and we couldn't finish it.
Oh, no, I mean, I played the versus multiplayer, not the co-op.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it was like I was playing, I felt like I was playing against the developers or something. Like, I just, like, you know, I turn around and I would be dead. But it seemed good. I mean, it seemed, you know, I'm not too skilled, so. In other Xbox news, Monster Hunter is coming to the Xbox 360, which is a huge, huge franchise in Japan. Probably not so much in the States, but they've announced it's coming to the Xbox 360 in Japan in the summer of this year.
Now, is that going to have a monthly fee?
It runs, yes, about $15 a month.
For a 360 game?
Yep.
Yeah, forget it.
You don't need Xbox. You don't need an Xbox Live Gold subscription, but you you do need to pay $15 a month.
Yeah, yeah. So what?
No, this game isn't for you. This game is for Japanese guys who
how,
like.
How have the home versions of this game done in the past in Japan? They I know do, the PSP version.
Oh, the PSP ones are huge. I'm not so sure about. I mean, there hasn't been a PS3 version, so
there's been a Wii version, PlayStation though. 2 versions.
Yeah, how did the Wii version go?
I don't know. I think it did pretty well.
They're okay. Coming out with a new... this will get us right into Nintendo. They are coming out with a Wii version that comes with the new Wii Classic controller in the States.
There was a bundle here. I know that.
Yeah, it's the same bundle that was in Japan is coming to the US of A. The classic...
With the console. Yeah. With the console. It's like the black console or something?
The
or?
Classic Controller Pro. Yeah, it's black.
Oh, okay. Right.
And that's going to come with Monster Hunter Tri.
Right.
So.
Let's see. I was trying to look up how the Wii version did in Japan.
Well, we do
is
that.
Is it out in America? Monster Hunter Tri?
No, it's not. No, I don't
soon.
Think. Yeah, soon.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you look that up, Blueberry McWaffle Sticks can talk about the Glory of Heracles.
What? Yeah, I'm what?
Blueberry McWaffle Sticks.
That describes me perfectly.
All right, so we're on
Glory
to Nintendo.
Heracles. Yes, we're moving on to Nintendo and Glory of Heracles, which is a DS RPG published by Nintendo, developed by Paon? P-A-O-N. I'm not sure how to pronounce their
I don't know. But don't ask me. I don't even know what the hell this
Japanese.
Game is.
You tell me, Chuckles.
Yeah. it is... Well, yeah, you guys talked about it last week. Great. On the new releases. You did a bang-up job on it. It is a very straightforward Japanese RPG where all five of your main characters have some form of amnesia. And you have to figure out what's going on, and it's very linear. There's a lot of random battles, and it's all turn-based. And I'll have a review up shortly, but it's fine for what it is. But there's a lot of RPGs on the DS, and this one doesn't exactly stand out.
Excellent. You cut out a lot during your little mini review there, so we didn't really hear it. But I don't.
We
think
don't care
I was
anyway.
Gonna say, but we don't care. So good review.
Yeah, you don't care.
Thanks, Bob.
That's not very imaginative at all.
But accurate.
Yes. I want to give a quick shout out to a game that I've been playing a lot on the iPhone, which is very addictive. It's called Words with Friends. It's basically Scrabble. It is Scrabble without the Scrabble name. The thing that makes it exceptional is that you can have like multiple games going with different people. And you switch between the games. So it's all, like, you know, turn-based, obviously, because it's Scrabble. But you can just, you know, you make a move on one game, and then you have a whole list of your other games that you can play, and then you can move on those games, and, you know, you go back and forth, and you play Scrabble. And it's just very, very well done. There's a free version that you can check out. I think the pay version is $2 or $3, I forget. It's worth it, whatever it is. The only difference between the two versions, I believe, is that the free version has ads. And the free version, normally I don't care, but it's a lot of ads. It actually like slows down the game. So to me, it was worth to pay the money to get rid of the ads. But Words with Friends It's great. And I mentioned my name, my username on there, and I got so many game requests and people sending me games that I had to turn them down, a lot of people's games, because it was just like, it was overflowing with games. I couldn't even like set up any games myself because I had too many games going on.
People like it. We get you.
Yeah. People like it. People like me. They like to play me.
Right.
I also want to say, I was just reading Twitter and our friend Nelson Rodriguez had a very good tweet about the iPad. He said, I can make calls and take pictures on my iPad mini. I'm set for now.
He's clever. He's so funny.
He's a clever guy.
Yeah, he is.
All right, let's move on to the CAG bag and tweets.
Well, I had
section.
a little thing yes. there. You see, there's like a whole yes. paragraph that I have there.
Yeah. Take it away, Wombat.
Thanks.
I don't know where this fits, really.
That's why I put it under the Wombat News and Stuff section.
God, lay it on us.
See, well, last week I mentioned how I was enjoying the Magic game, and I got a lot of flack from Magic Diehard saying that I shouldn't be allowed to enjoy that game because it doesn't have full deck customization. And I'm like, well, I don't think it's such a big deal. And then I was talking with DJ Steele about it, and he goes, well, maybe they could patch it in. And I said, well, why don't I ask them? So I emailed Wizards of the Coast, who make the game, and to find out if they would ever patch it in. And basically the short answer, because I know you don't want me to read this, is the answer is no. Because really this is supposed to be a new player experience, and that full deck customization would just mean that experts would be basically handing it to new players. So that's that. They also did let me know that they will be having more DLC, more new decks coming out this year. So if you're a fan of the game, and it was the best-selling Xbox Live game last week, so a lot of new people have it, that's something to look forward to if you're enjoying it now. I don't know how Shipwreck feels about it, because I did kind of kick his ass in it on Sunday morning.
Yeah, you did. That was the first game I played.
Yeah, I kicked your ass.
That's what Wombat likes to do. He likes to play you in a game that you don't even know the rules for, and then he can tell
I wasn't even hitting the right buttons.
Hey, I let you take your turn again when you hit the wrong buttons.
You're right.
I could have been a jerk.
I like it too. I mean, I've watched Mrs. Shipwreck play it a bunch, and it looks fun. But
gotcha.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, let's move on to the CAG bag. And well, I didn't. You know, most of the tweets I ask people what they want to hear on, you know, on the CAGcast on Twitter, and almost 90% of them were talk about the iPad. So we cover that, which is good. So let me read this question comment from Dub Fulio. And he put it to you, Wombat, but it just as easily could be to me as well. He says, which iPhone app are you using to track calories, exercise, and weight? Oddly enough, CJ of the Player One podcast mentioned this week that he's using a similar app to lose weight as well. We didn't mention that we used any app, I don't think. I don't know what he's talking about. But he said, I've been checking out an app called Lose It, which allows you to upload these stats to the site and view friend stats as well. I think we need to find out who the biggest podcast loser is. How about a little cross-promo competition? Nothing will make you shed pounds like the support of the CAG community. I checked out this thing, this Lose It. It's really awesome, Wombat. But you don't have an iPod anymore.
I do have a calorie counter on iGoogle that's actually part of Google. They have their own calorie counter, which isn't bad. And I've been using that. And, you know, I've just been watching myself. It was kind of funny because on Sunday, my parents had a big, like, dinner buffet thing because it was my father's birthday, my brother's birthday, and the Jet game. So they had, like, an Italian – they ordered in, like, a whole Italian food thing, and it was a lot of food. And I wound up eating grilled chicken and broccoli anyway, even though – like, I had made the conscious decision that Friday – Sunday was going to be my day off, and I was going to eat whatever I want. I still had broccoli and chicken. I felt guilty. So I've lost 12 pounds.
Right. That's awesome. Well, I definitely want to recommend the Lose It application. I just started using it this morning, but it's great. You just type in what food you've eaten. It has a lot of things you can search, and it knows the calories of it. And then you put in what exercise you do, and you put in what your goal weight is, and then it'll ask you how quickly you want to lose it. Oh, I just lost a pound right there. It looks great, and then it uploads everything to this website, so I will let you know how it goes. I guess I emailed CJ about this, or I Twittered him about it, but maybe he doesn't use this application. I guess I read this message wrong, but we'll see. Maybe I can have a competition with CJ.
I will, yeah, I chat with them during the day. Sometimes.
All right, find out. See if we can get this going. You could do this on their website. I think you can do it on their website too, Wombat. Maybe you don't need the...
Okay. I could go to the Lose It website and figure it all out. But yeah, so not bad.
Let's see. I've lost 5 pounds. And then the Odub... What's that?
I've lost 5 pounds.
Really?
I'm going to see... Yeah. Mrs. Shipwreck has us on a diet. And I've been playing a lot of basketball lately. So.
Oh. Dub Fulio also had a good point, I thought. He said... He basically said, speaking of which, isn't the biggest loser the Xbox Prime Time, you know, on Xbox Prime Time, that's the service that has, what's it called? One versus 100, the killer soccer mom app that Microsoft has been looking for. Bet they could sell a lot of shitty, overpriced plastic scales and project shitboxes to gullible housewives with that. Interesting. Mass on MMO biggest loser. Might work.
It might work. That's actually not a bad idea at all.
It's not. Not at all. King Brawley wants to know, since you're okay with the buy it new or pay for it DLC, cheapy, what is your stance on pre-order it or you're never getting it, even for paid DLC? What do you guys think of that? What do you think, Juan?
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. I mean, I find that most of it doesn't really impact the game one way or another, at least what's come out so far. But yeah, not a fan.
Ship?
Yeah, it's. I'd like to have at least the opportunity to buy it if I want it.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's not really fair to ask people. There's a difference between asking people to buy the game new and asking people to pay for a game that hasn't come out yet. You know, why should I let GameStop hold on to my $5? Is it $5 to pre-order a game? I don't even know. $5,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So why should I let GameStop hold on to my $5? For a game that's, you know, not out yet. That's not really fair. So at least give us the opportunity to buy it, like Shipwreck says. MSU Hitman says, will the fact that RoboCop himself, or the actor at least, is hosting the documentary on the God of War 3, I guess the Ultimate Collector's Edition, will that persuade you into buying it?
I thought he retired from acting.
No. Peter Weller is now a history professor.
Yeah, he's a history professor.
At Syracuse University. And he does stuff on, like, Roman history and Greek history. So I think he's hosting this documentary. So he's on TV all the time for these history channel things. I see them even here. It will not persuade me into getting the collector's edition of... I don't need, like, another box in my house. Like, and I don't need all that extra crap. I'm definitely buying the game, but, you know, and I love RoboCop, but it doesn't mean I need to see, like, Peter Weller talking about the history of God of War. Not that. Are you guys buying that the $100 edition or however much it cost?
No.
It's ridiculous.
No.
No.
Yeah, no.
I've never bought any collector's edition, I don't think.
I've bought a few.
I bought the Resident Evil 4 collector's edition. The GameCube.
Was it worth it?
No.
No. Is it ever worth it?
No.
It's $100. I mean, that's crazy to me. For a box? Like, what are you going to do with that box, really? It sounds cool. You look at it, you're like, oh, great. It's going to be sitting collecting dust on your shelf, like, really fast. That's why I stay away from that stuff now. Let's see. Here's a shout out from Mysterine Wombat. He said, not really a question, but a thumbs up. I remember, Wombat, how you talked about that you buy cereal in a bag. Best choice ever. It tastes just like the same thing, and it saves you like $3. Good job, Wombat. You're saving the people's money.
You know what? It adds up. Because a box of cereal, if your choice between a box of cereal is like $6 or $2 for cereal that's going to taste exactly the same.
Right.
Why would you spend $6 for cardboard? Because that's what you're paying for.
And it just takes up space.
Yeah. And the box of cereal lasts maybe a week, and the bag of cereal lasts at least 2.
It's true, because the bag cereal is resealable. Like, it has Ziploc on top.
Very cool.
So way to go, multi-meal cereal. My daughter does not know the difference between one Cinnamon Toast Crunch or another Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
What do they call their Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I don't know. I'm not looking at the bag, and I'm not going into the kitchen to grab it.
Okay. Hengerpot says, I have a crackpot theory. Do you think that Sony released the PSP Go to give digital distribution a bad reputation, thus brainwashing certain people into thinking that owning the disc is better? Given that Sony practically owns Blu-ray disc technology and thus cock-blocking the next generation consoles of Microsoft and Nintendo, unless they develop their own discs, which might drive the prices up or make the market saturated with a plethora of different forms of media storage. I hope I made sense. I love you, Cheapy and Wombat.
Owning a disc is better.
Right. I don't think that's... I think that is a crackpot theory. I don't think you go and develop a a system with the intent that it's going to fail, so that it gives digital distribution a bad name. I mean, it's an interesting theory.
You don't put it out in two colors if you think it's
going to fail. You only do one color?
Yes. That's the rule. Only one color if you think it's going to fail.
That's right, why there's only one color of the iPad.
Right. Because they're trying to fail also. Yeah, I mean, interesting theory. And I think, you know, Sony doesn't own the Blu-ray technology. They were just a partner of developing it, and I, you know, obviously they have a big stake in it. They don't own it though, so Microsoft can come out with a system with a Blu-ray drive, and so can Nintendo. So don't worry about that.
Are you sure about that? Sony doesn't own Blu-ray.
No.
Sony does own Blu-ray.
They don't own Blu-ray.
Yes, they do.
They do not.
Yes, they do.
Well, it's not. They don't.
It's proprietary. It is a proprietary thing. Blu-ray. You have to pay a licensing fee. All those Panasonic Blu-ray players.
They don't own it. Trust
me. Yeah, they do. It's like
Blu-ray
like
was developed. Blu-ray. I'm on the Wikipedia page right now. Blu-ray was developed by the Blu-ray Disc Association, a group representing makers of consumer electronics, computer hardware, and motion pictures. Okay, Sony is not on this list at all. It doesn't say Sony owns it.
Okay, they are on the list.
They're on the list. Yeah, they're on the list. Of course. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Along with Apple, surprisingly enough.
Oh, you're looking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wait, I don't see Apple on there.
Right at the top.
Oh, I don't see it. I must be looking at a different list. Anyway, so don't worry about that. Microsoft said that they could put out a machine with Blu-ray. Let's see, what else? Glock Glock says, you guys talk about movies a lot, but I don't recall anybody mentioning Inglourious Basterds. Did you guys see it? What was your take? Personally, I thought it was the best film I saw last year and one of the best I've seen in a long time. I did watch it, and I got to say, I didn't really see what all the hubbub was about. I thought it was entertaining, certainly, but I think like Pulp Fiction kicks the shit out of it. Am I off here?
I haven't seen Inglourious Basterds.
Oh,
I haven't even.
Oh,
yeah,
all right.
I haven't either.
I don't know. I thought maybe it was just so much hype. I thought it was fine. I just didn't think it was better than Pulp Fiction or Kill Bill. I also like that other one, Jackie Brown. I might even like that better. I'm not sure. I have got to check on that. And Thorbon3 wanted to know what we think of the Pack Attack. He's referring to Michael Pachter's new fake TV show that's on Game Trailers. I watched the first episode, and I'm a big Michael Pachter fan. I'm more of a fan of the person rather than the sound bites, the sound bites, and you know that you or whatever you call those text bites that you read about on blogs. He's just I've met him in person many times and hung out with him. He's just a really nice guy, and he's a very thoughtful guy. And I know there's a lot of Pachter haters out there, and I know Wombat's probably one of them.
I never said I hated the guy.
Oh, okay. You hated someone, the other guy. You hated the guy that we had on our show, Jesse. You didn't like Jesse.
Well, he didn't know my name.
He knew your name. He listens to the show.
I don't think so.
He's also a very nice guy, but Pachter is awesome. He invites me to his party. Like, he doesn't have to do that stuff. He's just a really nice guy. So I like his show. It's a little awkward, I got to admit. Did you watch it? You guys didn't watch it.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
No, I haven't watched it yet either.
It's a little bit awkward because it's just him. It's basically him as a talking head reading off a script while there's video game footage playing in the background.
So you don't have Mass Effect yet, so you have time to do other things.
Exactly. I was wondering why you guys were slacking. Now I understand.
And I feel like I'm going to die, so I think we need to
Okay, we're
going to
wrap it up. we'll wrap it up right now. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/GPD, twitter.com/wombat5277, and twitter.com/ Shipwreck.
Lame-o McNoballs.
Not shitwreck. Shipwreck.
Not boat crash.
Not boat crash.
Or ship box. Or shipper doodle. Or ginger right. balls. Or right. copper top. Or knob jockey. Daywalker. Cuddle bunny.
Daywalker?
Yeah.
Daywalker. Why daywalker?
I don't know. Scarlet. Bald eagle. Red-headed slut. Ship wrestle. Ship rip. The Wreck, Dollface, Honey Bunny, Tits McGee. I think that's enough.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
I also want to remind everybody to review us on iTunes. We always appreciate when you do that. Just go to iTunes and type in CADcast, and then you can easily leave us a review. It helps us in the ratings. You should also subscribe to us on iTunes. If you don't get the downloads right away, if you don't subscribe, so you got to subscribe. Also, we want to remind everybody that they can get a free trial of Netflix if they go to netflix.com/CADcast. And, you know, get the Netflix on the PS3, on the 360, soon coming to the Wii. Beautiful Butimus. And, of course, GoDaddy.com. Use these coupon codes. CAG10 gets you 10% off any order. CAG5 off 30 gets you $5 off a $30 order. And CAG domain gets you $6.95 domain registrations like shitwreck and boat crash. Boat crash is good. There's got to be a boat. I got to check boat crash.
I'm sure there's boatcrash.com.
Oh, my God. Boat crash. There is. It's boat crash, marine consulting, and boating accident investigation and reconstruction. There's a great picture of a boat crash on it too. Oh, boat crash.
Oh, that looks like a quality website.
Yeah, it looks like it was, you know, it looks like Wombat made it.
Looks like video game consultant or whatever that
right,
was.
Right. Yeah, it looks like it was made in GeoCities. Boat crash. That's great. All right, everybody. That's it for this week. We'll see you next week for real Mass Effect 2 discussion. And we'll pick a new name for Shipwreck that we'll stick with for the entire show and forever more. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Cheapy. Cheapy D, TQ Fan, we're about to have Cheapy D freestyle live on TQ Cast. This is what we do when we have all our guests. Cheapy D, are you ready for that freestyle, my brother? Can we get a beat?
You know I'm a big white Jew, right?
Come on, Cheapy D.
This is the beat right here, dude.
Freestyle in there somewhere.
Go for it. Okay, let me see.
Is this the beat?
Yeah, go for it. All
right. Yeah. My name is Cheapy D, and I'm here to say you can save money on your games today. Come to Cheapass Gamer. It's a lot of fun. Something, something, something. See ya, everyone.
Yeah! Yeah, that's what's up.
I tried to make
up.
It sound extra white.
Yes.
Team yes. Cast episode thank 96. Cheapy D, we got Jew's Dad, Cheapy D in the house. Hey, any shout-outs, Cheapy D?
No.
Not even
shout
Wombat
out to my
and
bitches.
Shout out to my
hoes.
Bitches
and hoes.